In this bulletin, Greens leader Adam Bandt remains coy on whether his party will support the government's climate bill. The Treasurer welcomes a potential easing of Chinese trade sanctions against Australia. And in rugby union, England looks to connect and learn from Australia's major sporting codes ahead of next year's World Cup. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. Greens leader Adam Bandt says he wants to work with the government on its upcoming climate bill, but the party's final stance is still undecided. The government will introduce legislation to formally lock in a 43% emissions reduction target by 2030 and net zero emissions by 2050 when Parliament resumes later this month. The Greens have been pushing for a higher 2030 goal and an end to new coal and gas projects, but the government says it's not up for negotiation. Mr. Bandt has told the ABC's Insiders program it's too early to determine whether the party will support the climate legislation, but did not rule out voting against it alongside the coalition.
It's too early to say at the moment. We'll wait and see what the ultimate legislation looks like. It's going to take two to tango to get legislation through the parliament. My hope is it doesn't come to that because
the government
is able to sit with us and we can come up with better legislation. Our preferred approach, our strongly preferred approach, is to improve and pass. But if the government says it's our way or the highway, then we're going to have to respond to that.
The Federal Treasurer says a potential easing of Chinese trade sanctions against Australia would be a welcome development. Exports such as coal, barley, wine and lobster have been banned from being sent to China following a diplomatic breakdown with Australia. But there are reports that China is close to ending sanctions on Australian coal exports after a two-year ban. Jim Chalmers has told Sky News the development is a sign of stabilising relations between the two countries.
Clearly that would be good news for our exporters and we'd like to see it happen. You know, we've made it clear really for the whole duration so far of this government that an important part of stabilising relations with China is to see some of those sanctions lifted on our employers here in Australia, and we'd like to see it not stop there. It should extend to the restrictions that are placed on some of our other exports as well, in the interests of our employers and our exporters here in Australia.
Victoria's struggling public hospitals will be boosted with an extra 400 health workers in response to rising COVID-19 cases and hospitalisations. Since the 22nd of June, Victoria has experienced a 99% rise in people in hospital with the virus, while more than 10,000 Victorian health staff were off work sick in the first week of July alone. The state has recorded another 9,630 COVID infections and 16 deaths, though virus hospitalisations have dropped below 800. Premier Daniel Andrews says the $162 million package will fund additional specialist staff at 12 major hospitals in Melbourne and Geelong.
This is not about money. This is not about beds and equipment. This is about people, and it's about supporting those who are the centre of our health system, and that's our staff, our nurses, our doctors, our AMBOs, and all the non-clinical team. Healthcare is delivered by teams of people, and every member of that team is critically important, whether you're working at the front desk or whether you're working in the intensive care unit or in theatre. The whole team matters. And the whole team has our full and total support.
Electric vehicle drivers will soon be able to travel through the Queensland outback, with dozens of new charging stations set to be rolled out across the state. The charging network will stretch almost 5,500 kilometres long from Mount Isa in the north to Cunnamulla near the New South Wales border, with 24 new stations planned. Queensland's Transport Minister Mark Bailey says rising fuel costs and global supply chain issues have increased the urgency for more affordable and clean energy options.
This technology is not just better technology, it is a really important part of combating climate change by shifting to clean energy in terms of our private motor vehicles. We've seen a lack of leadership federally for quite some time under the previous Prime Minister who ridiculed this new technology. But now with the new Albanese Labor government, they've promised to remove import duties and fringe benefits tax on electric vehicles.
The carcass of a 10-metre white humpback whale has been discovered washed up on a beach in far east Victoria. There were fears the carcass was that of the famous albino whale Migaloo, but examinations by wildlife officers have confirmed it is not. Investigations suggest the 10-metre-long and 22,000-kilo humpback whale likely died at sea. Animal researcher David Donnelly says while climate change hasn't been ruled out as a cause of death, it isn't possible to determine without further research.
Just got to try and continue to record these events, and then only then can we start to detect changes over a longer period of time, and maybe then we can start to speculate on what might be happening in the environment. But for the most part, the East Coast Australian humpback whale population is very healthy and continues to grow.
To sport, and having just won a three-test series over the Wallabies, England's rugby coach is continuing to seek ways to improve. Eddie Jones is looking to connect and learn from AFL clubs and the NRL's Melbourne Storm next week. Jones and his coaching staff will travel to Melbourne to spend time with Craig Bellamy. They'll also link up with the Melbourne Demons AFL club. Jones says he hopes to learn from the relationship AFL and NRL coaches have with their players to maximise growth in England's players leading into next year's Rugby World Cup in France. And that's the latest SBS News.